syrup. We're breaking up. The doctor explained that I'm old as tut. I'm supposed to take pills that mitigate triglycerides. Seems weird at the crossroads, you and I. Dated for decades, built up trust. Might have loved sugar better, but it wasn't discussed. We hadn't agreed that you'd be in everything I'd eat. But you lied when you said you'd be all that I needed.
She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of. She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of.
I pleaded with you, PS2, don't leave me. You had a change of heart for a while, which was deceiving. I looked deep inside of you, fine-tuned a lens, left the screws off, thought we could just be friends. Maybe hook up on occasion for old time's sake, but you won't mount a disc now, boot to heartache. It's just not the same between us, so scat. When your emulator's old enough, I'm ravishing that.
She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of. She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of.
Prosperity, I've had it, get the hints. Better break it off early, not risk suspense. Let a new generation learn to live with fence and windows with bars and bats that make dents in heads. And yikes, the lean times are scary. I changed my mind, prosperity, let's stay married. You've already given up on me, but what of love? It's the way you turn on a dime, you're not who I thought you was.
She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of. She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of.
Ear infection, I feel betrayed. You used to come visit a lot, plus just aid. Now it's like, I don't know you, call you Jacqueline Hyde. My ear's safe and warm, yet you wander outside. Where'd you sleep last night? Should I guess? Doesn't hurt when I burp, I'm without your distress. How'd you do me like this? That's it, we're not together. How's it my fault for taking up with eardrop forever?
She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of. She had means, I don't need to say it. But she had dreams, I was only in the way of.
California, listen, we're breaking up. I know I left my heart in the heart of you, but can't keep from feeling, push came to shove, and you undid the part I was proudest to love. California, house to visit, I promise, not least among charms. You're the place where my mom is, and I'll be back. Get your votes rearranged, till then we can't date. It's your fault, you changed.
Thursday night, and here we are again for the first time in two entire weeks. Man in the cans for us tonight is good old Hot Stuff.
Yo.
And not manning any cans, but what are you doing over there? Some cross stitch?
Actually, I'm burning through some turns right now. But after that, I will do some cross stitch.
All right. That's our good friend Riff.
Woo.
Your friend and mine. What have you guys been up to for the last 2 weeks?
Not a lot. I've been listening to a lot of Idle Thumbs, doing some cross stitch, playing the new Pokemans game.
The new Pokemans game. Oh, did
you
have
the
been
pedometer?
Have you been practicing your pederasty?
A little bit. Jenny and I have started, like, on Sundays. We try and go find somewhere to go, like, walk around for a bit. Like, we went to the Renaissance Fair last weekend.
That was a place to walk around.
Yeah.
And throw knives.
Did they let you carry your crazy things from the future into their fair?
It was in my pocket, so they didn't check. It was before they invented
strip searching.
Yeah.
It's before the invention of groping.
Yeah.
before the advent of the frotteurist. There were only flatulists back then. Yeah. It's funny to read about the notion of the court flatulist. Real thing. People farting for entertainment.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just goes to show, fart jokes, timeless.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, speaking of which, Severus wrote in, Jick, did you listen to the newest Idle Thumbs podcast yet? And fuck yeah, I did. I listened to it last night, but I fell asleep halfway through it, and so I woke up this morning, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick up where I left off. And I was like, all right, so that's, I definitely remember listening to this part while I was still awake. And then, like, 1 minute later, I was like, I have not heard this at all. So, apparently, I slept pretty well last night. But, I had for the first time, sent in a question to questions@idlethumbs.net. And, I did that, like, yesterday at, like, 5 p.m. And then a new episode came out last night, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And I was listening to the episode, and they were all like, yeah, so we've been getting a whole lot more reader mail than usual since we went on this break. So, if you send us mail and we don't read it, don't feel bad. It's just because we have too much of it. And then the first reader mail that they did was totally my reader mail.
Oh, awesome.
I know. So we got a minor plug.
What did you ask him?
Well, he was talking about
randomness.
Yeah. They were the most recent one, they were sort of talking about some of the things that people have been talking about as a result of GDC. GDC got a lot of people talking about a lot of things that to us seem fairly obvious, I think. But it's when Sid Meier comes out and says it's all revolutionary because you got to listen to Sid Meier.
I
feel like it's also pretty obvious to everybody.
People just hadn't been talking about it necessarily beforehand. There are some people that probably don't think about that kind of thing. You know?
Right, sure. But I mean, Sid Meier at GDC was basically talking about how they found that people had more fun playing a game if they basically made the RNG conform to like the sort of Monte Carlo fallacy.
Yeah, like it was his description of it was interesting and also frustrating at the same time, because it was like, yeah, people were more upset if you outnumbered another army by like a factor of 2 to 1. If your number was 2 and their number was 1 and you lost, they would be less upset than if your number was 20 and their number was 10, because then you outnumbered them by 10 whole numbers even though the ratio was exactly the same.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, like just a bunch of like psychology stuff about.
And in their discussion, Jake was talking about how that is depressing to him. The idea that you're actually changing things to suit the fact that people just like don't think about the way probability actually works was depressing to him. And then Chris points out, well, you know, you just take that into account and then you balance the game based on what it's doing, and it's fine. It like all comes out in the wash. And so my thing that I sent to them was like, yeah, well, it, you know, in our experience, I mean, this is interesting, and we do this kind of stuff all the time, and in my experience, you have to be careful because you do stuff like that, and then people figure out how the systems work, and they start to do weird shit to, like, game it. You know, so, like, they were talking about, in Civilization, people, like, don't want to lose 3 2-to-1 fights in a row. Right, even though that's entirely possible and will happen all of the time if it's genuinely random, but they like fake it to make it not work like that. And so I was like, you know, in a situation like that, I can imagine somebody like setting up a bunch of fights that they don't care about so that they can lose one, so that they can take the one that they do care about when they know that the game is stacking the odds in their favor. And you know, it wasn't like the best discussion ever in response to my question or the most enthusiastic, but they were all like, Steve Gaynor, the guy who replaced Nick Brecken, was talking about like some degenerate strategy that he's aware of that exists in BioShock 2 because of something like that, but he didn't want to talk about it because he didn't want people to know and start being able to abuse it.
That's hot scoops.
Yeah,
hot scoops.
Man, I love that fucking podcast. It's so good.
It's been giving me a lot of good listening while I've been sitting here doing cross stitchery.
Yep. You should start listening to it while you take your Pokemans for walks.
You could read to them. No, wait. You could let them have a set of headphones.
My Pokemans. Let me bring them over to you. Takenoko says, "Hey, Jake, congrats on getting the first reader letter on this week's Idle Thumbs, wizard." That was Takenoko, not me. I don't know, man. I'm all fanboy. Now I just have to go on. I have to go on Jordan Jesse Go, and all of the podcasts I like will have either had me as a guest or mentioned me at some point.
I wonder if Jake will be at the Telltale booth for Comic-Con.
I don't know. That is nice. I mean, I'm sure we will find out whether they're going to be there or not.
I have to find some Telltale dude to give a great big hug about doing Mac versions of all their shit.
Oh, yeah?
That was so awesome.
We need to find out what person at Telltale likes us so that we can go visit their digs.
Yeah. Where did they follow us on their Twitters?
Yeah, their Twitter follows are. So we could just send them a message saying, like, hey, we're going to be in San Francisco next time we're going to be in San Francisco.
That is true.
Which really, that's, you know, sort of a tautology, right? Like, hey, guys, just wanted to let you know, next time I take a dump, I'm going to be pooping.
Which would be very appropriate for you to Twitter about.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that was what my morning was like. And I was like, wee! I was cooking. And I was cooking bacon when that out. Wow. So it was like, how fucking good is this?
Were you cooking enough bacon to, like, survive for the rest of the week just on bacon?
No. I can survive on a lot of bacon. I don't think I've ever seen enough bacon to last me a week.
I was talking about roasting a pig earlier.
You were?
And you were all about, like, all I need is a roasted pig and some water.
Some water, yeah. Yeah, because we were talking about if I got my fireplace. There's a fancy fireplace in my fancy bedroom, and I was talking about getting the guts ripped out of it so that I can use it as a real wood fireplace, because it's all gas now, and Hostov suggested that I could roast a pig in it. Because I was saying that it was only useful. I was saying that the only use for a fireplace indoors is hanging out with a lady. And so, of the two fireplaces in my house, the one that I was going to focus on getting ready to hang out with a lady in front of would be the one in my bedroom, because nothing beats hanging out with a lady except maybe hanging out with a lady who doesn't have a lot of clothes on. And so, like, you know, the living room, sometimes hot stuff walks through there. I don't want to share ladies with hot stuff.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Duh. Man, that's gross. Take a minute. I'm going to take a minute and just freak out. Like,
got the jibblies.
About how gross that is. Anyway, so he suggested that he suggested that my way of looking at the world was weird, in that I think of the primary use of a fireplace as a thing to look at while you're hanging out with a lady in some state of undress, and he suggested that I could also cook a pig.
Yep.
Or you could hang out with a lady, and then when you were done hanging out with the lady, you could cook some long pork. You wouldn't even have to go to the store.
Wow, that is true.
Yeah.
That's not creepy at all.
I liked how in Deadwood they imply that that G.W. Hurst cooked and ate a person. It's like, damn. It's like,
he's a serious dude.
I already hated that guy based on all of your other characterizations of him, but like that was one way to do it. Like, it was like, you know, he could have told that story and ended it with, and then I fucked my sister. I'm like, wow, that's even worse. Colonel Canada wrote, Fernalot Zero Day, fucking awesome or motherfucking awesome?
I think I'll go for motherfucking awesome.
Yeah. Now you know.
Should we give a little teaser about our plans?
I don't think so, because another thing that I learned from Deadwood, announcing your plans is a good way of hearing God laugh. So, who knows what's going to happen in the next week. Wouldn't be that much of a teaser anyway.
All right.
So, we got a thing on Twitter. Sarah says, for April 1st, you need to set hot stuff up on a date with a really hot chick who turns out to be a dude. Because, you know, wieners. Yeah, you know, hot stuff having been involved in what I think was the sort of least appropriate April Fool's joke that was ever played on me.
Yeah, sorry.
Or at least demonstrating his tacit approval of that joke. That was not fucking cool.
Sorry. Yeah. It's over.
Did we get to hear about it?
No. I think we did hear about it on the radio. Okay. Go back
in time and listen to the show.
No, it's no spoiler to say that it involved a falsely positively marked pregnancy test.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Ha ha ha.
Dick was pregnant.
That was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. The attempt to accomplish this via finding a pregnant woman on Craigslist to piss on a fucking pregnancy test was just ludicrous. It was just ludicrous. Oh, right, okay. So I can either do that or I can get a fucking 50 cent marker.
Well, it is kind of funny. Like, the act of posting on Craigslist for that kind of thing is funny in and of itself.
It would be funny if it happened to somebody else. I will acknowledge that. Yeah. This is a time when I'm going to sidestep the categorical imperative, and I'm going to say, you're right, that would be funny if it happened to somebody other than me. Half Void says, hey guys, have you ever played Planescape Torment? It's my favorite RPG besides KOL of all time. Check it out. If not, I have played it and I loved the motherfucking shit out of it.
I loved it until it
stopped working.
Crashed on me. Yeah, I got I ran into some bug where when leaving an area through a particular exit, the game would freeze, and that was the only exit out of this area.
Wow.
And my all my recent saves were in that area.
Wow.
So I would have had to totally start over, and I was like, ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. I don't know what I would have done in that case. I probably would have missed out on it, but man.
I have not played it. You've told me many times that I should.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. It's going to have to wait, though, because Valve releasing all of their catalog on the Mac next month is going to keep me busy for weeks.
And iPad arriving next week.
Did you order one?
Yep, I ordered one.
Oh, wow, really?
Wow.
You're an early adopter.
Yeah, I
normally would totally resist early adoption of an Apple product, but I was like, damn, this is going to be an awesome comic reader, and like 75%, I read somewhere that they did a rundown of the apps that had been approved for the iPad already or were known to be in close working order, and like 75% or 80% of them were games.
Huh.
And I was like, okay, this is going to be pretty sweet. Even if there's never any Netflix for it or interesting magazine subscriptions or anything else other than that, just the good comic book reader that I know is coming out and a bunch of games will totally satisfy me in terms of this being a valuable product.
Netflix on an iPad would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Because I would enjoy just having headphones and laying in bed.
Using that instead of a laptop.
Oh, yeah, way better than a laptop.
Definitely.
But I mean, a laptop also has porn on it.
So does Netflix.
So does an iPad.
Wait, Netflix... Netflix On Demand doesn't have any porn on it. And...
It's hard... There are sex scenes.
Sure.
That you can find.
Yeah, it's like the kind of porn you could get in high school.
Yeah.
When we were in high school.
Yeah.
The kind of porn... God, the kind of porn you can get if you're in high school now? Jesus fucking Christ. What a world.
It's like a land of plenty.
What a world these assholes... What a world these asshole kids who didn't work for their porn are growing up in.
Yeah. To get our porn, we had to go uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways in the snow.
Yeah.
And then steal a magazine from somewhere. And then it was just a magazine. The fuck?
Get all soggy on the way back home.
Yeah, from the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that you had to stuff it down your pants to sneak it out, and you're a sweaty fat kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of problems.
Remember when you were a sweaty fat kid, Hot Stuff?
It was like last week.
Yeah. That was weird. Yeah, so iPad. I was thinking about iPad.
Yeah.
I was thinking about iPad. The iPad. I was thinking about the pickles. Over the last couple of weeks, every once in a while, like when I'm looking at the forums, I will see the title of, 10 dozen minutes of the pickles. And I just laugh and laugh. And even people who don't play video games, you tell them that story and they think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think the funniest thing about it is that the cans are labeled pickles.
The pickles.
Especially because if there was only one can, it would be okay to label it the pickles, but an infinite number of them are no longer the pickles. They're just some pickles in each one.
The gun store in town is called Panda Bear.
That game is messed up, man.
Yes. Can I borrow it? Are you done with it yet?
We're not done with it yet, but you can borrow it.
You would not play through it.
You don't think?
Yeah. I am 90% sure that you would be like, okay, this was funny to hear about, but
yeah, yeah, maybe so.
Also, it's only $20.
Oh, okay.
It's like a budget release.
I was also going to borrow Brutal Legend from you. Are you done with Brutal
Legend? Oh, yeah, I am totally done with Brutal Legend.
You were not fucking done with that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say to anybody who's the least bit interested that it is worth playing at least up until the part where you get like the first army. RTS event. Because up until there, there's a lot of really funny cutscenes and just well done humor. But just that, the mechanics of the actual
How much content is there before the RTS stuff? Is it like an hour?
Yeah, 45 minutes or an hour, maybe.
Yeah, so that's a lot of that's a fair bit of dough for an hour's worth of entertainment.
It's a fair bit of hype for an hour's entertainment.
Well, I mean,
a fair bit of Guar concert for an hour's entertainment.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I just didn't have any patience. I can see where some people would get into it, but
I mean Tim Schafer says you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's squad. I mean, I'm okay with like squad combat and stuff if I can see it from a bird's eye view. But having to be in like be a dude down on the battlefield where it's kind of hard to tell which direction you're running, and oh shit, there's problems at one of my flags. I have to get over there and help those guys. Where the fuck are they?
Huh.
And just it's just utter confusion, and I just couldn't handle it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You been playing anything the last couple? You been playing that fucking Elements game?
Yeah, I spent a couple hours last night playing that.
Everybody
instead of sleeping
that.
It's this. It's like online trading card game. Although I don't know if you can trade, so maybe it's just card game, fantasy card game. Sort of like Magic the Gathering. It's very similar in a lot of ways. There's sort of land-like cards and creatures and permanents and spells and stuff.
The mechanics work in a way that would not really work in a physical card game because there's too much to keep track of.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice because it's they have like you have mana pools and there are 12 different mana pools.
It took me a long time to get used to the fact that creatures only attack. They're not useful for defense in any way. It took me a fair number of lost games before I figured out how best to use that.
Yeah,
I like that it plays quickly, but I don't know, man. It's like I play it even though I'm not really enjoying it.
I found a strategy that is pretty reliable in terms of winning, but it is really boring, and like that's just dissatisfying. So I don't know. It was interesting to see how they had designed it, and I played through sort of the base level of content, and I got to the point where you basically have to spend hundreds of hours grinding to make your deck better, and then I'm like, okay, I think I spent hundreds of hours
grinding on your mom to make my deck better.
Yeah, you're such a deck.
It looks nice, though. It's nicely polished.
My deck? Yeah, it is nicely polished. Hot Stuff's mom has been working on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zing.
Just setting them up and knocking them down. I was thinking of other things.
I played some old school iPhone game.
Did you?
Yeah, the Space Invaders Infinity Gene.
Oh, yeah? That one's
pretty good. I like
that. Yeah. I don't know how much replay value is. I don't feel like once I've sort of unlocked everything that I am going to want to go back to
it. Seems like there's a lot more to unlock than it initially appears. Because I went and looked up an FAQ or something, and it turned out there were like 3 times as many bonus levels as I had found.
I found 13 so far. So, I don't know.
It's one thing that I was actually fairly impressed with was the fact that they sort of made a bullet hell game on the iPhone that worked.
Yeah, the interface,
it's very natural. It is not a thing that it ever would have occurred to me to make an interface work like that.
Yeah, but it totally does work.
It works, yeah. I mean, you can sometimes sort of thumb yourself into a corner, you know, depending on where your finger is in relation to the ship, my inclination is to
put my finger right on the ship, but that's bad because it's like limits visibility, and so I end up putting my finger
like below the ship. Yeah, and like then there's like a certain area that you can't move to.
But you can always like pick up and it's like, you know, picking up your mouse and moving it to a different part of the pad when you're hitting the end of the mouse pad or whatever.
But the fact that in general bullet hell games have adopted a just fucking shoot all the time without the player having to do anything vibe is really pleasing to me because
Because that is not the fun part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, just like...
Yeah, that was actually something that they did with the second... with the sequel to the Enigmata game or whatever on the Flash game, is you... The default set of controls is now you are aiming...
Right.
With the mouse.
It was totally different. I feel like it was... The first Enigmata was weird because you could only... There were certain parts of the screen that you could only shoot at while you were moving, I feel like. Because you weren't shooting straight up. Like, you'd move the ship around, but you were always kind of shooting in a channel as though it were, like, single-point perspective. Like,
really?
I don't... Maybe I'm misremembering.
You shot more or less straight ahead. I mean, there were a bunch of different weapon types that shot in sort of different configurations and stuff. And now you have, like, the default option is to, like, shoot... This is a totally different... This is not the... Infinity Jane, this is a Flash game.
Enigmata.
And now you like in the sequel you have the option to like shoot 360 degrees at mouse aim, but it's like just way too arduous because you're trying to do that and activate a bunch of special abilities and move. It's like too many things.
Huh.
Yeah.
How do you activate special abilities?
Number keys.
Huh. How many of them?
Up to 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Having to take your hands off of WASD to hit a 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, there's not even a fucking 10 key on the keyboard.
Maybe on your keyboard.
Yeah. You know what you do? Get one of those attachments that lets you hit numbers with your wang.
Number wang?
Yes, that's number
wang. That's number wang. That's the folks. That's the folks show. That's the show, folks.
No, the folk show is hee-haw. That's what my folks watched.
Yeah.
Grand folks, at least. Did you ever watch Hee Haw Riff?
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave?
Yes.
That's
but wasn't there another one that was sort of like Hee Haw? It was also sort of same genre of like skit humor.
I mean, there was Laugh-In'.
No, but it was also
non-hillbilly Hee Haw.
But it was like it was a kind of hillbilly type theme as well.
Huh.
Maybe I'm making that up.
Somebody tried to capitalize on the success of Hee Haw by making a Hee Haw like
knockoff. Yeah,
that's what they call shows like that. Hee Haw likes.
Him haw.
Yeah, that does remind me of my favorite joke. Say, Muggsy, what's the dyslexic kid's favorite piece of playground equipment? The saw. See.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite joke that I made up. Actually, that's not my favorite joke that I made up. Yeah, was my favorite joke that I made up was the like, why do guys with giant dicks have such short attention spans? And then you,
why?
What? Yeah, that's how the joke goes. but mostly people figure out the joke. And I was happy. I was, every once in a while, I wake up having made up a joke in my sleep, and that was one of them. And I was like, damn, that's a funny joke.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell that to people.
A talent that I do not know anyone else to have, to create comic genius in their sleep.
Yeah. What kind of modem did Jimi Hendrix use? A Purple Haze compatible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that also a sleep?
No,
sleep
that joke? That one was made up.
That one was waking.
Yeah, in high school, I never slept. I did not sleep the entire time I was in high school.
Huh.
Yeah. I was too busy aggressively not getting laid.
Aggressively?
Yes.
Were you?
No. You think that's a
passive aggressively not getting laid?
No. I was pretty aggressively not getting laid. I ran up to every girl at my high school and said, "Don't fuck me."
That is a good strategy for not getting laid.
Yeah. Although, probably, there is at least one girl who would be like, I'm not going to do what a guy says.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
What else did we get? Halfwood says, any thoughts on reenacting the radio shows a la Syphil and Ollie, or perhaps better yet, stick figure animation? you know, we could do a Syphil and Ollie kind of thing, but I don't know about stick figure animation. I don't know nothing about animating no babies.
Is Syphil only hand puppets, or do they do some stop animation stuff too?
I think it was entirely puppets, okay. As far as I'm aware.
I mean, I feel like it was entirely puppets, and then like shit that they did on Video Toaster.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very, very like public access or like your high school's TV station kind of effects.
I remember Video Toaster in my high school's TV station.
That was what Video Toaster was for.
Yeah.
I never did anything
in high school?
Anything extracurricular. I feel like you were like fucking extracurricular superstar, maybe because you didn't like being at home. You wanted to spend 12 hours a day after school.
I spent a lot of time at school. I was there from like 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. most days.
You used to be all driven. What happened to you?
I don't know.
You met me.
I'm at the office. Well, I guess I'm in the office until...
You're sleeping and fucking around playing video games.
Well,
until
last
5 in the
night.
Morning, yeah.
But no, I mean, I work.
Sometimes you show up as early as 4 p.m.
I think I've been at the office before 4 p.m. almost every day.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But I also come in on like almost every day of the week too.
Sure, and you're paid by the hour, so it doesn't matter, you know.
Sure.
You don't get to live in the lap of luxury like Riff does, where he's salaried. has to, you know, the Nemesis quest really only took him like 15 minutes. He's just like fucking around, fucking around playing video games for 2 years. And they're like, you know, I guess I'll work today. They work for like 15 minutes. And he's
that's
like,
that law where the amount of available work spreads out to fill the amount of available time.
Yeah.
I can't decide whether the player base is gonna be psyched about or hate the thing you're working on right
now.
You're
working on. I think it'll be. I mean, it's not a difficult thing. It's just an elaborate thing. I think it'll be interesting for the people that like to play around with complicated stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, it's as long as it's not something that, like, as I understand it, it's not that hard.
Right.
Right? Like, it's just a thing you gotta do.
Right.
Like,
all you have to do is basically be able to follow instructions.
Right. You know, the same thing could be said about the duck puzzles in the Mystery Hunt. Really? All you have to do is be able to follow
instructions. That was kind of actually my first inspiration, but I thought there's no way I can... if I try and make something elaborate enough duck puzzle-wise to actually be... tricky.
Yeah.
It will be so huge and impossible to implement that it will never happen.
A lot of the duck puzzle stuff is just the frustration of like
fucking up on step 3 and not realizing it until step 60.
Well, no, having step 60 change what step 3 means. So if you haven't read the whole thing comprehensively,
those must be hard as hell to
for those of you who are not us. Yeah. It might be worth describing. Hot stuff. Describe what the duck puzzles at the Mystery Hunter.
So it's a series of puzzles written by Dan Katz,
who originated by him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he's written all of them. I think all of the duck puzzles.
Well, I'm pretty sure that
there's been
duck-like puzzles. There's in Mystery Hunts that he was not part of the writing team.
Well, okay, so I mean they will reference that his thing, but the duck conundrum is sort of his sort of go-to thing or whatever. But it is usually 4 to 6 typed single space pages of instructions of various things you have to do. Like they're often like board game, like made up board games that you get a team of like 5 people to sit around a board and one duck, and then
and maybe you've been given the board and maybe you just have to figure out what the board looks like from the instructions,
from the context. Yeah. and then there's like all sorts of random pieces that you need to sort of either have or like act as if you have had, and then like the characteristics of the pieces is important, but you don't necessarily know what they are. And then like it's both a logic puzzle sort of in the like make a grid sort of understand what things are, and a follow the instructions thing where the instructions are sort of continually changing based on other instructions. And it is all logically consistent, but it is just incredibly complicated. And so if you do everything absolutely accurately, something, you know, some answer will fall out at the end. But it usually takes a team of like 6 people 3 or 4 hours to work through it. It's nuts. And so that's what you wanted to do? You wanted to make one of those for our beloved player base?
That was my original... Cause I really enjoy those. And so my first thought was, yeah, I'll totally do a duck puzzle. And my second thought was, I'm totally fucking insane. No way. So what I ended up with was just an interesting simulator of a thing that I don't want to actually name because it'll give it away, but...
Was it a helicopter?
No.
dishwasher?
No. Closer.
Okay. Guatemalan coffee plantation.
Oh my god, you've totally spoiled
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
J.M. Sprout says, when will attendees of KOLCon 6 be getting their shiny certificates of participation in in-game items? I got a thing on my... I was like, god damn it. All this space on my whiteboard being taken up by this list of names on a sheet of paper taped to my whiteboard of people that I have to give prizes and shit to. I'm like, yeah, I had a to-do list that had an item that was like, take care of that. And that was like, November. Yeah. And now it's just taped there in the way of other stuff.
There are people who are still waiting for prizes from...
Cirrus. Cirrus didn't get his prize for defeating the Orca of Time.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not bitter.
No. No. Nobody's upset at all. Cirrus has been having a better time playing KOL than a lot of people lately.
That's true.
Yeah. Exciting things afoot. Exciting things sold by the foot.
That's true.
Like fruit.
I give your mom exciting things by the foot.
Like fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fetishes.
Yeah. Like 1/12 is a number of feet.
Are you a fruit fetishist? Or a foot fetishist?
Fruit. I'm a fruit fetishist, but only the kind of fruit that they make Fruit Loops out of that's spelled F-R-O-O-T.
Right.
Yeah.
F-R-U umlaut.
Gyarge says, in more than one point you can get a tan, KOL assumes you're white. Is this racism, or is my question stupidity? Now, lots of minorities can get tans. The Irish, Asians can get a tan.
I thought they just went straight to burned.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I think Asians, there are tan Asians.
Okay.
What about Jareens? Can they be tanned?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a ruddy Jareen?
A Jell-O. Yeah, can Jell-O be tanned?
Can Jell-O be tanned, yeah. What about K'top?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I learned, I don't remember if we talked about this on the radio or not. I learned a couple of words while I was in San Francisco reading Michael Pollan's The Botany of Desire. I learned the word thonic, C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C, meaning like relating to underground. And I learned the word hidebound, which means like resistant to change due to tradition. Hidebound. And I'm talking about them a lot so that I won't forget them.
I hear if you call them by name and you use their name in conversation, you'll be less likely to forget their names when you're talking to those words in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Betrayer says, shouldn't the Club of the Five Seasons Discovery be under clubs now?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, man. Durgle says, anyway, the wands can be made into a combat item and be used to polymorph enemies. We were just talking about that, like, yesterday.
We were
having a discussion about you know, an item or a skill or something that would let you polymorph an enemy.
That is true.
Into a sheep, and then you'd beat a clan dungeon and get the ability to polymorph an enemy into a pig. Or a turtle. Or a snowman. I don't know if there's a snowman one or not. I'm making that one up. Yeah. As soon as you attack it, it turns back into the regular monster that it was, and then a bunch of people yell at you on Ventrio.
That's going to be the tricky bit to implement.
Yeah, that's what happens when you attack that sheep. Yeah, programming those AIs to yell at dudes on Ventrio.
I don't know where you got the snowman one from.
I just made it up.
I see.
I got it out of my anus.
I see.
Which I abbreviate. N-O-T-E-W-O-K. God, I left my fucking notebook in San Francisco. We gotta have Asta mail that to me.
It has all of your ideas in it.
Is it next to your heart?
Yes. Yes, it is. Made that joke already. Spleen Master says, please explain, for those of us who are out of the loop, precisely what this Batman path in KOL is all about. Well, it is all about Batman.
Did you just go Batman well?
I Batman well. How do you Batman? So it had this idea about a path, like a moon sign that was like it is basically a new class, right? The way that I'm conceiving of it when I think about it now is that you're playing KOL, except instead of being a SEAL clubber or whatever, you're Batman, and there are like, say, 3 skills that you can get at every level, up to 15. So there's like 45 skills total that are pretty powerful, right? Like, a Batman with all of the skills permed is probably as powerful, if not more, than a KOL character with all of every class skill permed, right? It's designed to be, or it's conceived of as being a thing where you play through Ascensions pretty fast, and you get to perm a Batman skill, but you don't get to perm a regular skill. It's just like a new way to ascend and perm skills. And yeah. It's got some leaderboards, and it's maybe got some rewards, and it's pretty cool.
Will the monsters and stuff be proportionately more difficult, considering the better skills?
Well, the better skills are going to be more like, you know, you'll get something, you know, it's a bunch of free runaways or whatever. Like, you'll get something, like, I was thinking that also that it would basically be like Bad Moon and that you wouldn't have access to familiars from outside.
Yeah.
All right. So it's basically like Bad Moon, but with the ability to perm skills, the ability to play with some different toys. Maybe some of the bosses replaced with Batman villains.
Maybe there's no familiars at all.
I was thinking about that, but then There's something, you know, we'd have to write around, because Batman doesn't need help.
Well, but it would make making the skills a lot easier. Because we would have that whole range of functionality too.
Oh, I guess that's true, right. Yeah, we could give Batman a self buff that was plus 100% item drops,
right,
or whatever.
Are you thinking that this will actually be Batman despite copyright situations?
No, I'm like Bat fella.
Okay.
You know, something
Bat dude,
Bat guy, Bat person. Bat bitch. Oh man, there's some graffiti on front of our office that is it's providing some sound advice to all of us. It's written in silver paint marker and it says "Trust no bitch," and then 2 exclamation points.
It sounds like a Russian author's last name.
Trust Vladimir Trust no bitch.
Yeah.
It's just not trust knob itch.
Yeah, it's on 3 lines.
Oh,
trust no, and then bitch. Bang, bang. I say bang instead of exclamation point. Because I'm a Unix nerd.
Chitty, chitty, exclamation point.
Yeah, yeah. Chitty, chitty! Ah, they're really excited about that. Ian Fleming.
Kiss, kiss. Exclamation point.
I still like my kisses to chitty as bang is to bang. Like, I want that to be a question on a test that I administer someday.
The areas of knowledge, like, you kind of have to be of a certain age and
that's
sort of aware.
That's so awesome, I'm going to actually write it down.
Are you going to blog it?
No, I'm just going to put it in Evernote.
Simeon says, I just finished 100% Jack in the Box run. It was a lot of fun. Awesome familiar, guys. Don't you mean fiddly ruin the game familiar?
Not if you're doing 100%.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
no, sure.
That's the thing.
No, but I mean, we ruined the game with the Jack in the Box. It's fiddly and we ruined the game. No.
It's
people
fiddly.
People are making a stand. Stupak decided that the line must be drawn here. That there are 3 lights. One of those lights is not on a fucking Jack in the Box. I don't know. It's frustrating, because I would have thought for fucking sure that there was no way, no matter what a familiar did, that a familiar that did nothing 2/3 of the time would be at all fucking relevant in Ascension.
But that's because you didn't... When you made it specifically better in a certain way, you, like... Sometimes there are places where...
Sure.
You don't need a familiar at all.
Right, and I guess I did not know that. I did not realize that there were places where it was worth it to spend a turn with no familiar at all.
Yeah.
And I did not think that any amount of awesomeness that thing delivered 1 turn out of 3...
But clearly, if there was a familiar that 1 turn out of 3 beat the game for you, right? Like,
but it does not do... Like,
but it's... That's a... You know, there's a line. It is beyond the line at which point, it does sort of, there are only a handful of situations, but there are those situations, and it is, in addition to the fact that you have to swap out the familiar to do that, you have to swap out a bunch of other gear and stuff.
Swap zones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I fucking get it, you know. God damn it.
Well, you know, it's from a different perspective, it's cool, right? Like,
from a different perspective?
Like, the fact that...
From the perspective of somebody who wants to go into Hachi Station to get some power converters?
Yeah. It's,
because that's my perspective.
It's neat that something could be meaningful in that way, right? Like, in isolation, all of these things are actually kind of neat. It's just all put together, having to deal with, you know, dozens of these kinds of situations. It's the problem, right? Which, you know, if Batman is compelling enough...
The thing is, I don't think the Batman will be compelling for Stupak. I don't think the Batman will be compelling for Darth. I think it's potentially awesome. My other thing was that Batman doesn't eat very much, so he only has like 5 fullness, but he can do so much more with his turns.
That's the idea.
Like a time saver thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's the idea.
You could play KOL at a high level with less time commitment
because there were just less turns to play.
Yeah. But you're accomplishing more in those turns.
That is our sort of design objective with that.
But, you know, this may never happen.
That's true.
Or it may. I also, something that I kind of wanted was the ability to start one of these runs...
Whenever.
In the middle of your run.
Yeah. What happens if you decide you don't want to do it, though?
I don't know.
Do you just drop back to where you were?
Yeah, I don't know.
And the
I don't
whole thing was just a dream.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What I feel like we're going to have to do with this is make it so when you stop being Batman, you just lose all the stuff you got while you were Batman, which is...
Violates the whole, like...
It's going to be frustrating.
People keeping their stuff thing. Or do you have just two entire separate sets of stuff?
Ah, fuck. No. No. No.
It would be kind of interesting if you didn't have a closet, you just had an inventory as Batman. There was only one place for items to be.
Yeah.
Then you could just, like, it wouldn't be some place that things could hide, because it's not like you could transfer stuff to Batman. It would be just another table with some items in it.
Oh, and if you're Batman, it just checks a different...
That's the only place that the items would check.
That would require a tremendous amount of extra coding.
Yes. Well, could you...
And it would be weird.
Well, no. You could potentially just alter the has item.
There's still tons of places...
That does it manually?
Yeah. Because anytime it's like generating a list of items that you have, it's hitting the inventory table directly.
I see.
Right, like based on some criteria.
I see.
There are probably hundreds of places that code would have to be changed to make it so a person was pulling from a different inventory table.
Messy.
It would be messy. So, I mean, you know, because I don't want Batman to become like a farming thing, right?
Right.
I mean, we could just make it automatically end after 5 days or whatever.
Then that's all you ever get to do. You only get to ever play 5 days of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so that it doesn't become a farming thing, maybe Batman just can't access the mall and can't trade with people.
Yeah, but if it was good to farm, you could farm, you know, like, if Batman was better at farming meat than a normal player ever could be, somebody would go Batman and then stay Batman, farm all the meat for, you know, months, and then come out of Batman, and if they got to keep their stuff...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you wouldn't, is what I'm thinking.
Like, but then that's kind of dissatisfying. I mean, what if you're Batman and you get an ultra rare?
Yeah, well, we could
let Batman bury 10 things.
Yeah, we could have a class of exceptions.
Or just
reverse pulls.
Or yeah, reverse pulls.
Yeah, pushes. Batman gets pushes. He punches things so hard they they leave reality as we know it and fall into. He punches people into his next life. It's like when
he's actually so Chuck hard. Norris, and under his next bat Tuesday. Chin, he has another bat fist.
A bat fist, yeah. Didn't Ozzy Osbourne get in trouble for fisting a bat?
I thought he got in trouble for biting the head off a bat.
And biting the head off a dove.
Were they real animals, or were they like chocolate?
Yeah, I think they were real animals. He gets mad when people talk about it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question that betrays a level of pop culture ignorance? Who the hell are the Kardashians? Like, I know they have a TV show, right? But that is all I know. Like, where did they come from? What is the background?
I don't exactly know.
Okay, so it's not like I should have known who they were.
They're just, I think, like, I mean, I guess they're like models.
The whole family? I guess, you know, I could solve this problem for myself with the internet. I just have been trying to avoid knowing.
Mm-hmm. I managed to keep up on some measure of knowing about, like by reading The Superficial, which is a blog where they just make fun of celebrities. So it's like I kind of know, like, the names of celebrities and what's wrong with them.
The reason
you occasionally see somebody's tits, which is cool.
The reason I brought it up was because I had, for a while in my head, I had been kind of conflating the Kardashians and the Osbournes. Because there was that sort of reality show about the Osbournes.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, that's not them at all.
I think it was just like this guy had, like, a bunch of hot daughters, and then they're, like, famous for being hot.
I've just been assuming everyone was talking about those weird cable neck dudes from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which made for some pretty interesting conversations.
Yeah. I imagine. Huh. Of the Hill People writes, "So I had a hot stuff dream, too. We went to my local goth bar, and when we both went up to the bar to get drinks, he looked around and says, 'These aren't Republicans,' and leaves." What the fuck? What the fuck, hot stuff?
Oh, man.
WWTF.
I also had a hot stuff dream last night.
Whoa.
It was bizarre, because I discovered that if you curl your fist into a very small hole and look at a bright light through it and concentrate for a moment, you will see a documentary about ants. Which has been somehow implanted in everybody's brain.
Or in their fists.
And so if you get bored anywhere where you are, you can just watch this documentary instead. And I was like, that was weird. And I kind of woke up a little bit and then fell back asleep. And then I was in this car and hot stuff was driving. And I told you about this bizarre dream I had where you could watch this ant documentary by looking through your fist, and you were like, "Dude, no, that's totally real." And I got so confused because I couldn't tell anymore if I was dreaming or not. It was like, "Oh my god, is this a real thing?"
Wow.
Why ants though? Like, why would we be encoded?
I don't know. Apparently, there was ants. A series. There was like the first one was about ants, and there was another one about some architect, and the whoever,
oh, maybe it was
whatever
just
government.
It was just you were starting the beginning,
and
you
just ant. Architects,
yeah. And there is some government program, some, you know, presumably
Asteroids.
Benign government program that was producing these documentaries for everyone and somehow putting them in people's brains so that you could have TV documentaries wherever you went.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I like that dream. A chicken in every pot, a documentary in every fist.
Jowlin sends in a link to a picture that says "more good graffiti advice," and somebody has written "beware East Ream danger, very horny women on bike path." It's yeah, I don't know what this. Oh, X. It's E X S T R E A M, but the X looks like an A, so it's Xtreme. Yeah. Okay. And then there's a picture of a button. It looks like a you know, a button like you would sew onto a thing that you needed a button sewn onto. You know what I'm going to do so that your lives, gentle listeners, are as much like mine as possible. I'm going to go ahead and just pretend that this Joanna Newsom song has been stuck in your head for the last 2 weeks, and I'm going to play it again during our break if I can find it. I'm going to try and find it. All right. So we'll see you in 12 delightful minutes that you're going to enjoy every fucking minute of. And if you don't, you can plug your ears while you go to hell.
The meadowlark and the chimney and the sparrow said to the sky in a flying spree for the sport of the pharaoh. Little dragged a comb through the meadow. Do you remember what they called up to you and me in our window? There is a rusty light on the pines tonight. Some corn wine, Lord, or spires of the churches jutting out from the shadow. The yoke and the axe and the old smokestacks and the bale and the barrow. And everything sloped like it was dragged from a rope in the mouth of the south beach. We've seen those mountains kneeling, felt in angry. We thought our very hearts would up and melt away from the snow in the night time. Just going and going, and the stirring of wind chime in the morning, in the morning, helps me find my way back in from the place where cloud, mica spangled like the sky, been breathing on a mirror. Anyhow, I sat by your side, by the water. You taught me the names of the stars overhead that I wrote down in my ledger. Though all I knew of the road, universe, were those Pleiades loosed in December. I promised you I'd set them to verse, so I'd always remember that the meteorite is the source of the light, and the meteor's just what we see, and the meteoroid is a stone that's devoid of the fire that propelled it to thee. And the meteorite's just what causes the light, and the meteor's how it's perceived. And the meteoroid's a bone thrown from the void that lies quiet, an offering to thee. You came and lay a cold compressor. Right on.
so tied deep in. And the mail is late and the greatest days are not lit from within. The talk in town be coming down right sickening. In due time we will see the far buttes lit by a flare. Unhealthy all of a sudden, in search of a midwife who can help me, who can help me, help me find my way back in. And there are worries where I've been. Grips with a sky that is gaping and yawning. There is a song I woke with on my lips as you sail, dear great ship, towards the morning. Come on home, the poppies are all grown knee deep. I know blossom. Peonies nod in the breeze, and while they wetly bow with hydrocephalic listlessness, ants mop up their brows, and everything with wings is restless, aimless, jumping down. Butterflies and birds collide at hot, ungodly hours, and my clay-colored motherlessness rangely reclines. Come on home now, all my bones are dull, the rest with vine. Stars set order. We could stand for a century staring with our heads cocked in the broad daylight at this thing. Joy, landlocked in bodies that don't keep, dumbstruck with the sweetness of being till we don't. Don't take.
newborn throne from the void that lies quiet and offering to thee. Oh.
Wasn't that lovely? And if you think the answer is no, you're provably wrong. SF Warlock says there should be an unbirthday cake in the Tweedleporium. That was suggested, and we were trying to figure out how it would work. But I don't think anybody came up with a compelling mechanism. Or gimmick, really. Not mechanism so much as...
It could show up on every day but your birthday.
We don't know what your birthday is.
We could ask.
Ask what day you don't want cake.
Yeah.
There's never a day when nobody doesn't want no cake. Huh, Riff?
Having trouble parsing that.
Yoru says, why doesn't the Bottle of Gugon affect slimy creatures other than the ones at the convention? Riff?
Because it's a very special formula? I don't know, because it seemed like a pain in the ass to go and mark every creature in the game as to whether or not they're slime.
Right.
What?
Wouldn't really be that big of a deal. There's only, what, 900 and some monsters?
Yeah, we
could... Jesus Christ.
I'll just put a checkbox there, and I'll go through and mark them all like I did for the spherical objects.
Yeah, you know, and that took you like a day, and you're still whining about it after like 3 years. So.
Yeah, it was cool. I whine about it because it's funny.
I know. But with monsters, I mean, it'd be trivial to add a monster property now that we're doing these property things. It's like property.
Like, Monopoly, mm-hmm. Monopoly.
Yeah.
I mean, Monopsy. I'd be down for doing it if you think it's worth it.
No, I don't. Fred Levi says, anyways, to reply to a conversation you had months ago, dry erase markers will dry out and become hard/impossible to erase. The secret is to simply write over the dried up marker with fresh markings. Then you erase it and it'll take the old markings with it as well. This is also the secret to getting permanent marker off a whiteboard. Yeah, I learned that in England after one of you idiots wrote on the whiteboard with a...
It was me.
Was it you?
Sharpie.
It was me.
I was glad to know about that trick at the KOLCon LARP this past year, because I wrote on one of that school's whiteboards and then discovered that was a Sharpie, and I was like, oh my god, oh wait, this trick. Okay.
Was it something embarrassing?
No, it was like, it was a hangman puzzle or something from one of the events.
It wasn't like a photorealistic drawing of your balls.
No.
With a big sign that's like, these are Riff's balls and your address.
My phone number, yeah.
Hey,
that would be embarrassing.
You think?
Yeah. No.
I wouldn't be embarrassed. There's a lot of cute girls at that high school. There's probably a lot of cute girls at that high school. I don't know. It's a high school, right? Corinne's always talking about how cute the girls at her high school are.
That's true.
And how we're not allowed to sleep with them.
Yeah, she's no
fun. I don't
know
her problem is. Royal Tonberry says, how about a ghostly shade kind of familiar that gives minus combat in the same way that the hound gives plus combat? Well,
in the same way that witch gives plus combat?
The hound.
Right.
You know, the hound was... what was the equivalent? The quartet is the non-combat equivalent of the hound.
Yeah.
Right, so... No. Snuffstyle 420 says, mall option to see items priced at 999999999 in search. That would defeat the purpose of them not showing up. Stupak 2 says, are you guys doing weird stuff with delay and scheduled encounters? I just had a two-turn cryptside zone, which shouldn't be possible. I don't think that that's impossible.
Yeah, that's totally not impossible. I mean, clearly, it's not impossible.
Right.
So
we have not changed anything.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Captain Kirk says, in terms of hookah effects, I would argue that jaw bruising is totally a beneficial effect. Jack, back me up here, man. I read this on the other show. Yeah, no. In fact, I think that jaw bruise is the only effect the hookah should give. Jaw bruise and cunctatitis.
Should it give it to you or to other people?
Both. Every time the hookah fires, it should give Jaw Brews, or it should give Jaw Brews to you and anyone in a chat channel with you.
Anyone on your contact list?
Yeah.
Somebody came up with the idea of a monster whose critical hit punches you in the jaw and gives you the bruised jaw effect.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
I like it.
King Bob the 12th says, will there be a third adventuring area in the dungeon? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
A third clan dungeon in the basement?
Oh.
Is my guess.
Maybe? Yeah, someday. Dude. Freeman says, could we have Hank sorted by item type, please? It seems an obvious thing to do. Is there some big reason it can't be done? No, I kind of like the idea of Hank's... Getting a facelift to make it look like the inventory.
Yeah.
Can we blow it up again first? It's been a long time.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, if you want to come up with some tragedy.
Poor Hank.
To befall him. Yeah, he deserves it. You would not believe how many babies he raped in his last life.
That's true.
Like, I'm serious. You wouldn't believe it. I'm not even going to tell you because you wouldn't believe me if I did.
That is the truth. I would not.
Cerulean Archer says, could there be a sandwich familiar, fairy / volley? It increases food drops, have two olives for eyes, tomato and lettuce for a mouth, and a smile, a big leafy smile. Was that like Homestar Junior was the name of that sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Don't know.
We should have a cool tapes familiar.
The cool tapes would be kind of neat to reference.
I think we put a Dripping Yellow Madness in somewhere. That was the best short animation.
I keep meaning to go and watch it again whenever it comes up on, yeah, on our
talks, they have not done anything since Halloween.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
the site has not updated since Halloween.
Huh. Maybe they're working on something huge.
Or maybe they're done.
Yeah, maybe they're done. I think maybe they're done. I think they both have like so many kids now and no dads left, and it's like game over, man.
Well, I mean, do you think they've made enough money off of this that they can just stop?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they've got enough notoriety that they will be able to get cool jobs for the rest of their lives. Lives. Cool tapes. They'll be able to get as many cool tapes as they want. I mean, if I made tapes and they were cool and they said, hey, can we have a free cool tape? I would be like, sure, dude.
Is that what you'd be like?
You gotta talk to your DDO buddy and see if he can hook me up with some sweet hookups. Yeah, because by the time you go and talk to that guy, I'm not gonna be playing that game anymore. So it's like,
so you've been playing? You haven't talked about that at all.
I've played like an hour of Dungeons and Dragons Online since they went F2P, which is like A2M, only less inadvisable.
Wow, yeah. A lot less, actually.
Face to pee. That sounds kind of bad.
Face to penis? That's the thing that happens.
No, I was thinking just pee.
Top stuff's faces to a penis all the time.
Is this some sort of analogy?
Yeah, as bang is to bang.
Yeah, hot stuff's faces to penis as one thing is to something that it is very close to all the time. Salt is to pepper. Hot stuff is to sex with dudes as salt is to pepper.
Yeah.
Mrs. Trout says, while I certainly appreciate your continued introduction of Lewis Carroll material, didn't that new Alice in Wonderland film suck? Pish.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Although, Scully says I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
And El Teatro. I should get back into the habit of going to the movies. For a while, it was just like going to the movies by myself.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find somebody to go to the movies with me, and it was great. I saw so many movies. It was like, sweet, I'm going to the movies. And I don't fucking mind going to the movies by myself.
I don't know.
It's not like going to a bar by myself that makes me feel all sad and pathetic. Or going to a restaurant by myself, which like halfway makes me feel sad and pathetic, but then like...
What about restaurant movie theater?
I don't know. I've never had one of those.
There's one here in town.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
Farelli's Supper Club.
Oh, yeah.
We should check it out.
I gotta remember to keep looking. There was that one place where I was looking on like movie phone or whatever, and it was like The Goonies was playing, and I'm like, fuck! Because I was leaving town right before The Goonies played at some theater up in Scottsdale where they play, like, old movies.
That's kind of cool.
Such antique classics as The Goonies. Other things from our childhood that make us feel old to know that they are 30 years old or 20 years old.
Wow, are they that old?
No.
Okay.
Goonies didn't come out when we were three.
Yeah, I was going to say. Jesus.
Goonies is probably 25, 23 years old. I don't know when it was. It was like late 80s, right?
God, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
So good. So good. It totally holds up. Every aspect of it holds up. Like when Chunk splatters the milkshake all over the window. That is still totally awesome. The joke about covering the floor with chocolate and having Chunk eat his way through it. Still funny. Corey Feldman. Still an asshole.
Why are you hating on Corey Feldman?
Because he's an asshole.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this about me, Hot Stuff, but I don't like assholes. It's like the Bible says to not abide a witch. I don't abide an asshole. The Bible says trust no witch, and then it has two exclamation points. Vinoven says, you talked about adding the Crimbonade scores to the museum at some point. Is that plan canceled or just waiting for someone to get around to it? I think it's waiting for somebody to get around to it. And I think that someone is Hot Stuff. You don't know how to do it.
I was going to say, I'm not sure. Yeah.
You probably could, actually. If I assigned you to that task and gave you an hour, you could probably find the script, figure out how the thing works, figure out how to get the data out.
I could put it in the Hot Stuffizer.
Yeah,
that is true.
So it's Hot Stuff's fault that it's not done. You heard it here, folks. Super Jew says, is there a volley potato familiar out there, or is that too powerful? Or could there be a volley-type familiar that acts like a potato occasionally? I don't know. Is there a volley potato? Have we ever done a volley potato?
I don't know.
We might have just found out what the next item of the month is. It's literally a volleyball with a potato inside it.
Can you imagine playing volleyball with a potato? That would suck.
I can't even imagine. Like, I am so fucking terrible at volley. Like, so a lot of sports... I'm not a guy who's, like, good at sports. I'm not a guy who is athletic at all. But most sports, I could at least imagine how I would play it competently. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can play softball. I'm kind of bad at fielding, but I'm, like, okay at hitting. You know, I can shoot a basket. You know, I can
with
make
a gun.
I can make a free throw probably a third of the time, right? Like, yeah. I'm not like the worst at basketball or baseball or, you know, whatever. But like,
you consistently beat me at horse.
Fucking volleyball, man. Fucking volleyball. I cannot make a single goddamn thing happen. Like, the odds, if you just hand me a volleyball, stand me where you're supposed to serve a volleyball from and say, hit this volleyball over this net, like, one in 50 times I will be able to do it. Like, it is...
weird.
I don't understand what the technique is to hit a fucking volleyball. If it was like some badminton, I could tear that shit up. I would go so far as to say that I am a rip shit badminton player.
Okay.
Because I go crazy. Not saying I'm good, I'm saying I'm rip shit. Like, I go out there and I just rip the shit.
Are you talking about farts now?
No. I'm talking about badminton. I'm talking about ripping the shit with my cock. Shuttlecock, that is.
I see.
Black gold. Texas tea. So I had a thought for a thought experiment that I wanted to perform on tonight's show, and this is going to be a stupid idea discussion.
Okay.
Here's my stupid idea.
All right.
Let's conceive of KOL, and we I understand, and don't give me the obvious arguments against this, because this would clearly, if this was all we did, it would be just crazy broken.
Okay.
Right. Imagine a KOL in which food and booze give 25% fewer turns across the board, and non-combats do not cost an adventure.
Unusual in terms of like thematic time expenditure.
It's sort of the, well, not necessarily. Fights are always performed in slow motion.
Yeah.
I guess we could say that adventures are not time, but rather like fighting energy or something.
They are not, so like there are non-combats that don't take a turn now. There's tons of them.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, clearly there are places where you could crank up the non-combat too high.
Right. Well, so like that then would, in those cases, in places where there were beneficial non-combats, they would have to be capped somehow.
Right.
That you'd be able to get them a certain number of times per day or whatever. Right. Zones with nothing but non-combats would be a mess.
Right.
You know, but we're down to very few of those. Right.
Nothing with zones with nothing but non-combats.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's the Limerick dungeon. Let's see. Let me look. Oh man, that was a mistake. All right. So where adventure chance equals 100. And location isn't 999, and public equals 1. So public zones, the places where there's nothing but non-combats. Drunken Stupor.
Right.
The casino zones. The Hidden Temple. Which is awesome, and everyone loves it.
That's true.
The Tavern, which is going to get revamped. The In Disguise Frat House on the island, which I don't know if anybody ever does anything there.
Yeah, but I mean, there's like, clearly you'd have to do some.
Oh, something. Yeah. No, some shit. The Limerick Dungeon. The Cola Wars Battlefield.
What?
Oh, in Disguise.
Oh, In Disguise. Okay. Huh. I don't think
Sing
about
Sneaky
that one.
Pete Stays Stupid. The Bugbear Pen has no monsters in it? That's weird.
Probably one. There's like a couple different versions of it, right?
Okay. Noob Cave. The Desert. Wow, okay, so there's a ton. Sweet. Never mind. what I've been thinking though for a long time is that if I had this to do over again, the things that happen in non-combats would be things that happen in some sort of like post-combat event that right. did not interfere with, you know, and you could still increase the chance of stuff like that happening, right? It'd be less interesting because it's not like you're moving the thing one way or another. But like, you know, imagine that game and what implications that would have, right?
Right.
You know, the game would never have existed in the first place because there was no combat system when the game launched.
Hmm.
I still remember having the insight about how to do multi-round fights.
What was your insight?
Figuring out that it was like possible. Like there's no reason I couldn't do it. You know?
Right.
Just lock people into that script, have a table that's like, this is your fight. Like, thinking of a database table as a thing that could temporarily store data, I guess, as opposed to a thing that was just, like, storing a record of you having acquired something and that thing being permanent. Alright. I sort of remember the particular instance of pacing around in the yard at Steve's house where I was living that I decided that, you know what, I am going to do that. I'm going to make this have a real combat system where you fight monsters and you hit attack or use a skill. I should come up with some skills. And then I did. Thrust smack and lunge smack and lunging thrust smack.
Nice.
Those were the only skills. Those weren't the only skills. Yeah, so You guys don't discuss the implications of my dumb idea.
I mean, still thinking. Imagine this world. Like,
think out loud.
Well, it would be a fundamentally different game, right?
Would it?
Yeah, because the way that you're talking about it, the way you're thinking about it is the notion of having post-combat events means that there really isn't a distinction anymore between non-combats and combats if they only really happen after combat.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about non-combats are just free.
Yeah, but we can't do that, though.
Tell me why. We're discussing it. I'm not saying we can.
I mean, if we rewrote all the non-combat only zones to have some combats in them, or be zones that you can only spend
it changes the game
an amount of time fundamentally. In every day, then
right, leveling becomes something like it was already something that you did with like clovers or whatever. And now, like, it would be the only way to do. Like, you'd be able to level infinitely with enough clovers, right?
Well, not if there was something stopping you from doing so.
I mean, you'd have to have an infinite amount of clovers.
Well, right, but I mean, that's not necessarily the limiting factor.
Right. So, like, say, if arbitrage came back, she could level
sure.
infinitely. Or as infinitely as possible. I mean, is it just non-combats that people use to power level? Like
primarily, I think.
Yeah. Clover Adventures?
Well, I mean...
Making Clover Adventures free, they basically cost a clover, right? So, like, that, I don't think that would be that big of a deal, yeah. honestly. Right? It'd be weird for a while.
But you could also just go places where there were high stat gain non-combat.
But we would get rid of those.
What would we... Then what would happen in non-combats?
They would be free. You suck at this.
No, I mean, what is the point of having non-combats if they are free, but you can't get anything from them?
Well, they'd be...
You can get things from them.
What can you get from them?
Drops?
Stuff?
Effects?
Okay, can you...
Flags that...
Can you get stuff from them?
Mark your quest having gone further?
And can you run away from all the combats and therefore just keep farming stuff at no adventure cost?
Well...
Infinitely?
I mean, right now you can't... You can't infinitely get free runaways now.
Sure, but if you could...
Like I said, as one of the premises, we would have to change it so that anything beneficial in a non-combat would be on some kind of timer. Either you would eventually stop encountering non-combats in a zone after a certain number of turns per day.
Right.
Or each one of them would be on a timer. On a flag limiter.
Yeah.
On a flag. Fine. You know what? This segment's stupid.
It's...
Forget it.
No,
forget it.
No.
You know what? I'm just going to end the show. I'm going to end this. I'm going to turn
forever.
This podcast around. Drive right the fuck home. Although we're more than halfway through with it, so fuck.
Do we have to start talking backwards?
Hey, Riff, how about you come up with a stupid idea and we'll talk about it?
Oh, you kind of put me on the spot there.
How about we turn every monster in KOL into a trading card?
Ooh.
And you have to collect them, and then you are
dealt... That is exactly like the sort of stupid idea I would come up with.
you are dealt a hand of cards instead of a just indiscriminate stack of adventures, and then you have to decide what order you want to...
And you get
you
to
play the cards.
Instead of picking zones to adventure in, you build a deck containing the things that you want a chance of encountering.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's interesting.
And, what?
and non-combats are the wrapper.
non-combats are the dice.
Are the gum.
Yeah, the gum.
The gum.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The gum in the pack.
So you only get one, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of, it's all crumbly and crumbly and... I kind of like the way that gum tastes,
yeah,
actually.
I have to admit.
Chalky.
Yeah.
It's got that layer of flour on it.
Why? It's not flour, is it?
Or, well,
cornstarch
or whatever it is. No, because sugar would be... Sugar would get sticky in humid situations.
How does humidity get inside a bag?
Well, it's just a little...
No.
Wrapper.
No. There's no humidity inside bags. Ever. Are you playing video games or some shit?
Yep.
Why? God damn it. Why are you continuing to play this shitty game that you hate? Is this even your account? Did you like... Do you have a login with that game? Oh. Why? Like, now I can't see the laser boobs on Roy's background anymore.
That's true.
Have you guys seen this? Have you guys seen this? Have you seen the laser boobs?
I don't understand this photograph.
It's a website, and it's got boobs with lasers shooting out of them.
Always?
Yeah, no. It's different ones. Yes, always. Yes, it always... No. Yes.
It's
what does that even mean?
It's like...
Wait, Slashdot is a website with news for nerds. Always?
It's...
Yes?
It's like a picture from the... It's like porn from the 70s with two naked girls on bicycles.
I don't think it's porn.
It was porn. I mean, they're naked girls on bicycles.
Yeah, maybe it's art.
And they're wearing, like, bandanas on their faces, like they're banditas. And then instead of being able to see their boobs, it's like they're shooting lasers out at you. There's like some forced perspective going on.
T. Coop says, did the traveling trader decide to take a month off, or is he simply intending on making a late arrival this month? Generously assuming your intent was to have him sell one skill per class this year. I don't remember. Hot Stuff made a schedule, and I proceeded to just ignore the shit out of it. I didn't shit all over it. I just kind of ignored it. There's a difference between ignoring something and shitting all over it.
Is there?
Yeah. Do you think that pigeons are famous for ignoring statues? Stop playing the fucking game and do the radio show.
I am doing the radio show.
The game
show.
Is terrible. That game is terrible. You just said you don't like it and shouldn't be playing it anymore. So if you shouldn't be playing it anymore in general, you sure as shit shouldn't be playing it while we're doing a fucking radio show.
You say that like
no,
I'm
that's
not
okay. That's okay. I'll just play video games too, and then our people, our kind and generous supporters and fans, can just listen to the game is so bad that
you can't. It's not like it even interferes with your ability to have a conversation.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Except that it is. It's interfering with your ability to do anything other than stare
at the
screen.
So your idea of totally changing the fundamental nature of Kingdom of Loathing that you want us to discuss is something that's really, like...
Look, do I make fun of your stupid bullshit ideas?
Yes, all the time.
I've been hoisted by my own petard. You know...
I've always wanted someone to be hoisted by a retard.
Yeah, because it only takes one little line added to that P.
By Captain Picard.
Hoisted by Picard.
Auntie Marty says, hey, how about a link on my pending trades to check on the status so I can see if the other guy responded? All I can do now is cancel it.
What?
That is not true. You can totally see if the other guy responded. You can click on the thing that says pending trades, and when you go in there, it shows you the status.
If they haven't, I think the thing is, if it is still sitting there, they haven't responded.
Yeah. Griffin Slade says, have you heard the secret track on the new album? And if so, how long did it take you to solve the puzzle? I had it spoiled.
Yeah, it wasn't,
to me
wasn't so much a puzzle
months ago. So didn't. Yeah, I didn't bother with it. I like sort of know how it works. I kind of remember.
I
assumed it was just awesome modem noise.
No, I can't figure out a way to actually like play it.
Huh?
It's the only problem.
Yeah. No, it's. I think it's a Commodore 64 program.
Yeah.
It is a program. I believe that like. Did you ever have a computer riff with a cassette tape storage drive?
Yeah, VIC-20.
Yeah. It's that, basically. Huh. Did you ever listen to one of those cassettes in a regular tape player?
No.
It's just a lot of beeping and hissing.
And hissing and beeping.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Auntie Marty says, can we please make whitelists shruggable?
Nah. Wait, so you can, like, leave a whitelist?
No.
Wow.
No. And then Wasabati, you links to Axe Cop, because we were... Scully and I were getting got into an argument about fucking Tom Green and Wesley Willis.
And why does Axe Cop... What does Axe Cop have to do with that?
Well, because he was... Scully was saying, like, if a five-year-old did some stupid bullshit that didn't make any sense, there's no way it would be good.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he was comparing Wesley Willis's work to the work of a five-year-old.
Had he never seen Axe Cop?
Look how wrong he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... But he was saying, you know, if Wesley Willis wrote stuff and then a good band recorded it as a good song, it would be a good song, right? But that wouldn't mean that. I don't know, man. Scully doesn't know from quality.
He's at one end. He's definitely at one end of the extreme, and you're at the other, and I'm sort of in the middle because I appreciate Wesley Willis. I would not sit down and listen to his album more than once.
That's about where I am.
Tom Green, you know, I'll see what his stand-up's all about.
You're gonna see what his stand-up's all about here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Man, what a fucking great week for me. I get my letter read on Idle Thumbs, and I get to see Tom Green.
And you got to eat bacon.
And you got to stick your fist up that horse.
Yeah. What?
From the movie? Didn't he stick his fist up the horse?
No, I think he jerks off a horse.
I thought he had his hand all the way up the horse.
I don't know. I don't think so. What did I stick my fist at? I fisted a bat. Yeah. It was a pretty big bat. I wouldn't say it was as big as a horse.
Was this back from when bats were freeze-dried, shipped out to children?
Yeah, poached in butter. We weren't allowed to say anything about Hodgman being on there. Hodgman was on the last Jordan Jesse Go podcast, too. It's pretty funny.
He's a funny dude.
Although the Hodgman section wasn't that funny, actually. I always feel like their segments are sort of the weakest portion of the show. Like, I like it when they...
Just talk.
Yeah. because I mean they're funny, you know. And they make jokes about like dicks and farts. Yeah, that's what I like. Dicks and farts.
That is true.
You know, we get to hang out with Preeny Queezer tomorrow.
That's true.
It's always exciting to meet an illustrious member of our crowd. I think we're gonna drink some drinks, maybe eat a food, have a pasty. If everybody's up for having a pasty, a delicious Cornish pasty. And you know what? Even if our hands are completely covered with arsenic, we will still be able to safely eat a meal.
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, these aren't really made like that.
Well, A, and B, I don't know that if your hands are covered with arsenic, you're going to be safe anyway, right? Like, I think the fact that it is sitting there on your skin is probably a bad enough sign.
No. Do you not sleep in that hyperbaric arsenic chamber that I got you for Christmas? Well,
sorry.
Fucking A, thanks. Why didn't you tell me so that I could have given it to somebody that would appreciate it?
Well, I mean, last year you got me that mercury bath.
Yeah.
And that was just a bad idea.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like being hugged by a T-1000. That was what the sales guy told me. I don't know. You know, I've never been hugged by a T-1000.
My mom, when she was a child, I think she broke open a thermometer and played with some mercury.
My dad told me that his dad, my grandmother was like a beautician. She had a beauty shop that she ran, and all of the old school hair dryers, which I really wish that I had one of these because they're kind of awesome.
Old school hair dryer?
The one that you sit in and the like crazy Jetsons looking thing folds down over your head.
We had in one of the apartments I had in Ohio. We scavenged one of those from a being torn down beauty parlor and used it as a gaming chair. It was pretty awesome.
Hmm. I used to dry my hair with one as a kid.
Wow!
Because we had them all laying around. They had mercury switches in them too, because they'd turn off when you lifted the thing up, and they had like just a big glob of mercury in there. And Dad said that his dad, when he would repair them, used to give him the mercury to play with. And I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's really bad for you.
Even having it touch your skin?
Yeah.
I can't think that it's that big of a deal.
Okay. We can consult the internets.
I mean, because I feel like there are so few things that are actually absorbed through your skin that hurt you. You know? Fuck if I know. Maybe mercury is one of them. Like, you know, maybe it's a big deal. But, like, it did not seem to have any untoward effect on your mom.
You say that.
Yeah? What do you think is wrong with your mom that wouldn't be wrong with her if she hadn't played with mercury?
Well, I mean, she never graduated from the fifth grade.
Oh. So. Really? Because she skipped to sixth grade from fourth?
No, she's still in the fourth grade.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. More of my fantasies come true every night than I knew about.
Yeah.
Missing No says, why isn't familiar equipment labeled with what it equips on? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It knows what it's for. We could just put a little equipable by link on it. That's a good idea, Missing No. That seems like a weird oversight. What are you looking up mercury poisoning?
I am.
Are you looking up pictures of people with mercury poisoning?
I wasn't.
Are you looking up pictures of deformed babies and you're going to show them to me and pretend that that's what happens to people with mercury poisoning? You say these people are 58 years old and they look like deformed babies. Super Dimension Man says, there's no need for Ode to Booze to be the only song on your tour, and why would it be, with an oeuvre containing such classics as Poop of Turd and I'm a Fat Dude, I Got Man Boobs. That's the truth. That is the truth. I do have a lot of songs. The problem with all of my songs and taking them on tour is that most of my songs are like 10 seconds long. So this album, Hot Stuff Wants Me to Record.
They're 10 seconds long in the way that you perform them now, but you could definitely do longer versions.
And
of
I
them.
Don't think that the longer versions would be any good.
I think the danger is that it will become residual on your skin and you will ingest it.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Well, but it's...
So you could take a mercury bath. You could use the mercury bath that I got you for Christmas, and as long as you don't fucking go trying to bite your fart bubbles in half before they reach the surface.
Oh, wait, never mind. Now, mercury and many of its chemical compounds can be readily absorbed through direct contact with bare skin.
Well, I didn't tell you to bathe your bear in it.
a highly reactive toxic agent.
I don't know where in my mind the concept of trying to bite fart bubbles underwater. Like, it's not a thing I made up just now.
Bite fart bubbles? Yeah,
see, you're not listening. You don't hear the things that I'm saying to you as we're doing the radio show.
Yeah, well, because...
I said the mercury bath would not be a problem as long as you didn't try to bite your fart bubbles in half before they reach the surface of the mercury. What would even happen?
I think my brain just blocks out some of the things you say.
I don't know where the idea that this is even a thing that anyone would ever do. It's like, fart underwater and then bite the bubbles before they reach the surface.
I don't think that's even possible.
Yeah, it is.
You'd have to you'd have to spin around and...
What? No, you wouldn't. Just sit under the water.
Oh, okay.
Sit under the... Like, when you fart and you're sitting... Like, when you fart in the bathtub, it's not like it comes up behind you.
Well, it depends on how you fart.
Yeah. Well, if you're laying down on your stomach in a bathtub, whoever does that...
Someone who's trying to drown.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But somebody who's drowning is too busy trying to end their life to mess with biting farts.
Maybe that's how they're trying to end their life.
It was by biting their farts. I'm going to bite my farts off until I die.
Oh, jeez. People have tried to kill themselves by injecting liquid mercury into their veins.
Ooh.
What happened to them?
They become mercury poisoned and eventually die.
Huh.
Ah, God. It's... A doctor friend of mine was telling me about people that try to kill themselves by overdosing with, like, Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. Like, they'll take it up to full bottle of it and then go to sleep and then wake up the next day and not be dead and be like, it didn't work. And they won't tell anybody about it because they're sort of, you know, they're embarrassed that they tried to come up with suicide and it didn't work. But they have just basically destroyed their liver, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it takes, like, 3 or 4 just, like, excruciating days to die. It sounds awful.
Hmm.
Awful. So don't do that, kids.
Yep. If you're going to overdose on something, make sure it's marijuana.
Yeah, make sure it's, like...
Take a fatal dose of marijuana.
Or LSD.
Yeah, fatal dose of LSD. That'll do the trick. You won't die, you'll just believe that you're a glass of orange juice. And glasses of orange
and
juice
drink
don't have a lot of problems. Lagomorpho says, are the things sticking out of the Not Yeti's head ears or horns? They're horns, like... Wait, no? Are they ears? They're ears. Dude, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're ears.
I don't remember what the Yeti looks like.
Yeah, why would they be horns?
Because like, he's like a wampa. He was modeled after a wampa. Wampas have ears and horns.
But don't they have, like, the curly horns?
Yeah.
Those are ears.
The curly horns are ears?
No, the... Yetis.
Like a corn copse.
The Not Yeti.
Severus says, can we please get more than one hit message for some of the turtle tamer attacks, or at least give something more for Kneebutt? The whole nya nya thing is getting really old. I'm not averse to that. Jick. There is still no art for taking a token in Ed's pyramid. Also, draw tattoos to the plexiglass stuff, please. I'll do anything.
Taking a token? Man, seriously? Yeah. I thought you drew pictures for all those things.
I thought I did too, but I must have forgotten one.
Wow.
I know.
That's ancient.
Missing for 2 years.
Well, and however long that temple's been buried there.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Thousands of years.
We could add it to the list for the level 11 revamp.
Okay. Gyarg says, how large is one bit of meat? Where do I keep my meat? And why do hobos have so much trouble obtaining meat? Because they're poor.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. That, you know, they'll get a job, but then they'll immediately start to live beyond their means because their means are very meager, and then they will go to a payday loan place and end up just owing more money than they earn.
Yeah. They're in continuous debt. It
sucks. Like fucking Western Union. Only poor people use Western Union. And
primarily.
Their fees are retarded, and it's just like... The number of devices that, you know, let's have a serious discussion about the state of the world and economics prompted by this stupid question about meat. Not that there are no stupid questions, Gyarg, only stupid people. Only stupid
who
listeners.
Use payday loan places.
Yeah. I mean, the world contains so many mechanisms for keeping poor people poor.
Yeah.
It is incredibly frustrating. You know, and like by and large, as I say this, I understand that most people are going to believe that this is just a horribly insensitive thing to say. I think, by and large, people are poor because they're not capable of making good decisions. Right? People are poor because they don't know not to let some drifter ejaculate into them, and so they have some drifter's kids that they then have to raise. Right? They don't... Like, I honestly feel like a free market more or less creates a meritocracy. I don't know...
It's a little rough, because somebody who is smart but who has never been given an opportunity to do anything with it kind of gets screwed. Even if they are smart and potentially capable, but they've grown up in an environment where that's frowned upon or actively discouraged, or there's no outlet for
it. Sure. I mean, there are certainly some, like, cultural norms that don't do anything to help the situation, right? But, like...
And there are some really, really stupid people who, if you're just using financial success as a metric, are really successful. So that, like, the merit really questionable.
But I feel like all of those things are kind of the exception, right? Like, I'm saying that by and large, like, starting from even footing, you take somebody who, like, makes good decisions, right? Like, you take somebody who just, like, thinks about things before they do them, right? Versus somebody who doesn't. Starting from zero, the guy who thinks about things is going to end up with more money after a year than the guy who doesn't.
But you also take two people who... If you're starting from zero, sure, but I feel like a lot of people start in a hole and have to climb out of the hole just to be on even footing with somebody, with other people.
I guess my question is, like, how is it that people start in a hole, right? Like, because in general, I feel like it is maybe... You know, not being willing to abandon your fucked up family, you know, will put a person in a hole, right?
Well, like, sure.
You shouldn't have any debt that you did not create for yourself.
But
right?
That, I mean,
like,
that's just not the case. Like, people inherit debt all the time.
But how? I mean, how do you inherit debt?
If your parents die with debt, you're liable for them. But that doesn't just go away. A lot of the time.
That seems like the kind of thing that isn't actually true.
I mean, it's like that reverse mortgage thing, right? Like,
you lose a house, right? Not having a house is not the same thing as owing the cost of a house to the bank, right? So, I mean, I don't think it is possible. I do not think it is possible to start in the hole. Like, I don't think it is possible to be born in debt. Like, I just legally, I do not believe that it is possible to be... I do not believe that it is legal for, like, say, a 17-year-old kid to have debt that he himself did not accrue. Like, I honestly don't believe that there's any way for that to happen. Like,
my understanding is
that... If your parents die, you are not responsible for their debts.
I thought you were.
I don't understand how that could possibly be the case.
I mean, they...
I think that they will, like, there are people who will call you and tell you that you're responsible for the debt, and then send you a thing to sign that says you're responsible for it, and so they, like, trick people into taking on debt, but I don't think it's legal. I think if your parents have credit cards and your parents die, you don't have to pay the credit cards off.
I don't know.
The estate won't get dealt with until debts are settled out of the estate. Right, so you might not get anything. But I think I believe that if somebody dies with, like, $100,000 in the bank and $200,000 in debt, their children just get nothing. Right? Their children do not end up $100,000 in the hole, because that just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that makes any sense at all. And it doesn't seem like the kind of thing, like, you couldn't track down, like, an estranged son of somebody who died. You know, you occasionally, you know, like, oh, sorry, you had a really poor uncle who died in a far-off land, and you never met him, but that'll be $100 billion, please, because that's how much money your uncle owed us. Like...
I thought it just was a thing that passed directly from parents to children.
Yeah. I mean, so, I don't know. It's very difficult for me to imagine a situation where that...
Maybe my interpretation of that has always been voluntarily taking on the debts that your parents had.
But, I mean, say, if you want to keep your parents' house, then sure. Like, if your parents die and they didn't own their house outright and you want to keep it, then I think, yeah, you'd have to keep making the mortgage payments, or the house, which is collateral for the loan, is going to get collected
right
when the loan is not paid off, right? But, like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, so here's the thing, though. I mean, starting with zero is like starting in the hole.
I don't really, I don't really believe that.
Really? Because I feel like when you think of people being, you know, clothed and fed and educated, that's well above zero, right?
Well, sure, okay. I get that people end up, like, totally out of their control, less capable of sort of living in the world, you know, and less capable of succeeding in the world. But it's like, I don't know. That also makes you kind of an asshole.
Education, too, to some extent, like, both schooling and just sort of socializing.
I kind of believe that the amount of education required to actually make a living, if you just sort of think about things and
but
live
I'm also talking about
your means, is
but I'm not
is
talking about
very
like
negligible
algebra and history. I'm talking about, like, how to interact with other human beings,
right?
In a way that is,
I mean, like, most people, you know, you learn that the way most people always have, which is just by interacting with other human beings, right?
Well,
I mean, I guess
no,
if your parents
what
are
if,
your
what if your models
fucked up,
yeah what yeah, if your models are, for interaction yeah, are all screwed up.
Fine.
No, I mean, I don't know the answers to these questions.
That's not my Republican ideas.
I'm
you walk
I'm
in,
playing
walk
devil's
in
advocate.
To a
I
bar
don't
full of good ideas and say these aren't Republican.
A goth bar?
Yeah, a goth bar.
Why did I expect
are
it
you
to
mad
be full
that,
of
yeah,
Republicans?
You're mad that the goths aren't Republicans? Like, what kind of bullshit is that?
Huh? Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard. It is hard for me to figure out how I feel about. I mean, I know how I feel about payday loan places. I would like to set every single one of them on fire, right? Because it pisses me off when people profit on making the poor poorer.
Right.
Right. But at the same time, you know, nobody is holding a gun to a person's head and making them go into one of those places.
Well, probably rarely.
Sure. I guess it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, so, like, there's a lot of
those
things.
Places are, like,
there's
people,
a lot of
people
things
trying to pay
hurt.
Some bills.
Right. I mean, there is a lot of robbing Peter to pay Paul, which, again, is the same kind of stupid decision that got you where you were in the first place, right? So it's hard for me to really look at things rationally and think, well, I want the world to be fair. I want people to have opportunities. I want people's decisions to have consequences. I want people to be held responsible for the decisions that they make. It's hard for me to look at a situation like that and really feel like, well, okay, I think objectively that payday loan places are evil, because in general, while there is a lot of stuff that you can do to help that kind of person, or to hurt that kind of person, there is almost nothing you can do to help them. Right? Social programs don't work. In general, I mean, they yeah. maybe keep kids from starving, but that's it, right? Like, I think the number of people who, like, you know, the number of, like, you know, sort of poor families that go on welfare and genuinely improve their situation as a result of that is pretty low compared to the number of people who just barely subsist and sort of don't. It is hard for me to imagine just not understanding that if you want to not be poor anymore, you have to get a fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you have kids, then you gotta either get a job that you can take your fucking kids to, or you gotta get a job that provides free, you know, daycare for your kids or whatever, which I'm not saying it's easy to find, but the notion of, oh, well, you know, I want my life to improve, I don't want to be poor anymore, but I'm not going to get a job. It's like, you know what? You don't deserve to not be poor. Right? Like, it just seems nuts to me. I do not understand that mode of thinking. So that's where hobos keep their meat.
Yeah.
Payday loans.
Payday loan places.
It's frustrating. Frustrating situation. And this is why I can't be a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, I think being one party or the other is probably equally bad, because they both of their takes on social ills are kind of
right.
Dumb. It's post 9 o'clock.
It is post 9 o'clock. Nothing will ever be the same. Well, let me find a fucking song. I went off on a little jag tangent there. sorry about that, everybody.
You're becoming more like Adam Carolla every day.
Well, what am I looking for?
How about some Muzak?
Sorry about this. It was like bullshit.
The clicking and the typing.
Yeah. Everybody, we'll see you Tuesday, and nighty-night.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Later.